The log is off.
Hello, mate. Now then, how are we doing? You all right?
Yes, very well, thank you. Episode number 8. Oh, my God. That means we're nearly at our... What do you call 10?
A milestone.
Well, it's a milestone, but is there a thing that we're... Like 10?
Oh, like an anniversary?
Yeah, a decade. We're at a decade of...
Beer. Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to think about that. Well, we said we were going to do something if you got the 10. I can't remember what it was now. Oh, the Mulligan one.
Yes,
are you just going to get like an absolutely mad one?
So I have to get through this episode with the loggers off. I have to get through episode number 9 with the loggers off. Then we'll throw in a curveball, I think.
Yeah. I bet you're going to play it safe, though. I bet you'll play it safe the next few just to get there.
No, I know exactly. If we get... No, I won't play it safe for episode 9. You know what we've got for episode 8. But I won't play it safe. So take us back where we've been. Where have we been? What happened last episode?
Last week we had Duval, however you pronounce that. Still haven't looked it up. Enjoyed it. It was a strong old boy though,
8.5%.
Yeah, a strong blonde. Dolph Lundgren. What was the other tart you said?
Bridget Nielsen.
Yeah. I enjoyed it actually.
He-Man.
You know, you probably could, if you listen to that episode, you'd probably tell the last 3 or 4 minutes that 8.5% had hit us a little bit. It's quite difficult to think about what you're saying when you've had an 8.5% there.
We did quite well. This is not your usual kind of antics on 8.5%. I swear to God, if we'd been out in a pub and I'd bought you that bottle, you'd have been like rolling around on the floor and stuff.
Well, this is an interesting thing, right? I think draft stuff hits me harder than it does, like bottles and cans. I think I definitely have. It hits us like alcohol harder when I've had draft.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. I've got high tolerance for alcohol, so I'm okay with it.
Oh my God, that's getting a beer snob. Fucking hell.
Beer snob.
I've got a high tolerance for alcohol. I can basically drink anything. Fucking hell.
I've got a large... What is it? Destitution.
Fucking ego. That's what you've got. A fucking large ego. You fucking vegetarian sausage muncher.
What is it? What's the word? Constitution. I've got a good constitution.
Yeah, to be fair, like I'm joking, but you have. There's times we've been out and you've had insane amount of pints, and I've had to have second and third wins and lies down. And we went to London once, and I'm pretty sure we stayed in a hotel in the same bedroom, not the same bed, by the way. And I had to go to sleep, and then we went out after that. You just sat watching the telly or something, and I had to have a sleep, and then we went out again.
I do remember that, but I don't remember having a mid-afternoon sleep.
Yeah, no, it wasn't mid-afternoon, it was like 7 or 8 o'clock.
That was at the same time as we went to that pub near Camden Market, just down the road, and it was one of the best pubs ever. Do you remember?
World's End.
But was it World's End?
Yeah, it's still one of my favourite pubs. I've been a couple of times since we went. It's brilliant.
It was just a complete fluke that we went there, wasn't it?
Yeah. That used to be Amy Winehouse's pub of choice, apparently.
Yeah.
It's a really good pub.
We move in celebrity circles. I'm sure it will be.
Well, I think she's dead, isn't she? So R.I.P. Amy.
R.I.P. Right, take us back to the last episode anyway. So Duval.
Yeah, 8.5%, big boy. The lager was off.
Lager's off.
Yeah.
And we then thought, okay, this is, you got into your rich seam of Belgian beer. You decided that Leggy Blondes and Duvals are the way to go.
Yeah, definitely.
And I've continued on a similar theme, but not quite the same this time round.
Yeah, I don't even know what this is.
But first, before I even get to this, I want to tell you about my experiences this week with my air fryer.
Oh, the Air Fryer Chronicles. We introduced the air fryer last episode.
Last episode. Richmond sausages, bath of fat and horribleness. Now, yeah. I discovered, quite by accident, making some roast potatoes in it, which I've heard air fryer roast potatoes were the best roast potatoes ever. So I air fried some potatoes up. They were possibly the worst roast potatoes I've ever had.
I know exactly the error you made.
Didn't parboil.
Didn't parboil.
Now, I have tested this theory twice since. So the next time I thought exactly the same. You've got to parboil your potatoes. This is just not going to work.
You've got to parboil. Listen, guys, stop a minute. This is, if you don't do anything else, just make sure you parboil your potatoes.
Actually, I've got to tell you something else when we're talking about parboiled potatoes. I found this thing. I like to use talcum powder on my nether regions. Just feel it gives us like a silky smooth kind of feel for the day. Kind of mops up the excess moisture. Really like it. However, my wife hates it because it goes everywhere in the bathroom. So, yeah. Sorry, I was brought to this by parboiled potatoes, but you get where I've come from now. I have found something called... it's a cream. It's a cream. And it is called Below the Belt Grooming Fresh and Dry Balls. Okay? You put it on, and it looks like a moisturising cream, and you think, this is never going to work. This is going to make them all slimy and horrible. Rub it in. Give it a good rub in. All of a sudden, it turns to, like, a powder. It's absolutely amazing. Fresh balls all day.
Right. Okay, I've got some questions.
I've opened something here. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I was going to go down for parboiled potatoes.
When you said about a talcum powder, I was concerned. Because apparently there's, I don't know if it's a conspiracy theory or it's true, that a talcum powder is quite bad for you if you breathe it all the time.
Yeah, it's like incarcerogenic, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is actually, talcum is actually a rock. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did know that actually. Oh. Bollocks. Yeah. I'm not stupid.
There you go. That's our fact of the day.
So yeah, we're not sponsored by, what's it called? Dry balls. Yeah,
no, I'm not sponsored by Fresh and Dry Balls, Below the Belt Grooming. However,
yeah,
if anyone out there from Below the Belt is listening.
I would have called that dry roasted nuts. That's better, isn't it?
I would. Okay. I was thinking dry roasted nuts. Yeah, I get it, but you don't want to roast your nuts. The whole point is these are fresh and cool. I'd be thinking somewhere along the line of simmered onions.
So if you've been to work all day, walking around, and it's a summer's day or whatever, you got in the night and you're changing your trousers, have you still got fresh smelling balls?
Fresh smelling, sort of slightly powdery balls.
I don't believe that.
Can we
start talking about air fryers again, please?
I'm telling you, it's a revelation. Anyway, so we'll go from the parboiled potatoes. So I got into my parboiled potatoes. So I parboiled some potatoes this time around.
Mm-hmm.
Air fried them again. You know, you've got that little shelf in the tray of the air fryer. So put them in there, oiled them up. Much better second time around. Much
better. Hang on a minute. Stop. You used oil?
Yeah.
Nah. You don't need to use... The whole point of a fucking air fryer is you don't use oil.
Well, you're not going to get a crispy bloody potato that tastes like a roast potato if you don't use oil.
Not if you don't, mate. The whole, right, you need some lessons in air frying.
It's not a fucking George Foreman.
it's temperature control. You need temperature control. Think of it as a mini oven. I bet you don't preheat your air fryer, do you?
Actually, no, I don't.
But see, these are just basic things.
So, hang on. Before we get into this, I want to tell you the third way that I did with those potatoes, okay, which actually ended up the best way, like unbelievable. Okay?
Okay.
Parboiled potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Oil, no tray in the air fryer drawer.
Wow, that's a maverick move.
Mm-hmm. Oil and salt.
Yeah.
Halfway through, Jamie Oliver style with a potato masher. And they all get
on. You spit on them.
Yeah, the girl. You start talking like a Cockney wannabe. So you mash them up a little bit with your masher, and they all go to bits and they have a bit of crumbliness in them, and whack them in again. Oh, delicious.
I mean, goodness. I don't think I'd ever use oil. However, moving the tray from the air fryer is mad. I'm going to try that.
It just you want them to soak in their own juices a bit, don't you?
Yeah, I'm going to try that. Okay, I'll try it. I'll tell you what I did in the air fryer for the first time last week. Steak.
Hmm, interesting.
Now, I didn't think it would work because obviously steak, you've normally have got the high heat, one side, high heat, other side. But if you preheat your air fryer really, really hot, your tray gets quite hot anyway. Yeah. And then what you do is you do it a couple of minutes on each side, as you normally would, quite a high temperature. And then when you take it out, you stick it in a bit of foil, and then it keeps the energy in a bit more.
The energy in? Fucking who are you, Gordon Ramsay?
Yeah, I'm the Gordon Ramsay of fucking air fryers.
There's got to be someone online that has already got that title, hasn't there? There must be some air fryer guru out there.
The only reason I'm using the air fryer, though, because our oven's been broke for like 3 months. So.
I've got quite good at it. They are marvellous.
They are really good.
Yeah. Have you got a double draw?
No, I've just got a single draw. So this is our second air fryer because the first one was a fucking dick to clean, right? So we don't have a dishwasher. And for some reason, I got the only air fryer in the world which tray literally held onto every little bit of food and grease.
See, that's the thing that's blown my mind with them because they're so easy to clean. Like,
yeah, the first one I got was horrendous.
I put boiling water in from the tap, put the bit of washing up liquid in, leave it to cool down, and then just wipe it clean. It's absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, the one I've got now is a joy to clean. I actually look forward to it.
I did some fish fingers in there as well. Oh, fish fingers are naughty.
What, like just frozen ones?
Frozen fish fingers in there.
Oh. I think anything frozen in the air fryer is better.
Well, I did a piece of fish as well, and the piece of fish didn't work very well.
Yeah, you probably did it wrong.
Well, obviously.
I've not done fish in the air fryer.
It wasn't like fish, it was like battered fish, you know, that kind of red fish.
Yeah, like Krispy Kreme.
But it was quite thick and it just didn't.
So the first one we had, my missus went crazy, right? So I'd done a bit of chicken in it. And what I tend to do is cook up a load of chicken and then just put it in the fridge or whatever. And I'd accidentally left a breast of chicken in the air fryer. It was summer and I'd left the drawer slightly open. Nice. A few weeks later, she was like, what's that smell? She went and opened it up. And the flies had got in. Oh, and there was just this big maggoty mound of chicken in the air fryer.
That's disgusting. Oh.
She went, I thought she was gonna chin us, honestly.
Oh, that is brilliant. I will tell you the air fryer is a revelation to me. And I would not be without it anymore.
Maybe more from the Air Fryer Chronicles next time. Who knows?
Yeah, I think my next attempt is I'm going to do a spag bol. Sounds crazy again, doesn't it?
Wow, I like it.
And I also want, because I want a bit of crispy pasta in it. You know, like the best bit of pasta, obviously the best pasta is lasagna in it.
Yeah, by a mile.
100% probably. Best bit. And what's the best bit of the lasagna? The crispy bit on the top.
Yeah, I tell you why lasagna is the best, because you can put a fucking ton of cheese in it.
Like a full block, we go to now. We own Cathedral City. That's what we're like when we're making lasagna at home. It's like, oh, get another block. Have we got any Parmesan? Get that in.
Yeah, just get all the cheeses in quickly.
Yeah. Do you put it in your bechamel sauce as well?
Yeah, I put it in everything.
Yeah. Bechamel on top, in the middle of the layers, in the mince, eat some.
In me mouth, yeah.
Have you ever done it with mozzarella?
What, put it in my mouth?
Not in your mouth, but a lasagna.
I don't think I have it. No, I don't think I have.
That adds a little element of stringiness. Because mozzarella's not very flavoursome, isn't it? You need the other cheese for the flavour, but it gives it that stretch.
I'm thinking lasagna in the air fryer now.
Yeah, that's why I'm going pasta, anyway.
Yeah. Let's have a drink.
This week I bring to you my good air fryer buddy. And I don't know what people might think of this when I tell them, because some people love this and some people hate it. Now, I'm really trying to be down craft beer more than anything. Mm. And this is not craft beer. This is a Coors Brewery.
Wow.
It's not even Belgian, although it pretends to be. It's American.
Yeah, but can I just say something at this point? I'm going to defend you here because people have got to remember this is a journey.
Yeah.
And the whole point of the journey is to get to somewhere, but enjoy the ride.
Right. Well, we're riding with this one.
It might not be the craftiest craft, but it's part of our journey, mate.
So I'm bringing to you Blue Moon Belgian White Beer, as it's called on the bottle. Crack that bad boy open.
Yeah.
Well, I've gone down the ABV this time. 5.5%, I think. 5.4%.
It's still quite strong, but not as significantly. I tell you what. Can I just do a review of the bottle?
Please do.
It's probably the most generic one we've had in terms of it. That could just be a Budweiser or something. Do you know what I mean?
Molston Brewery, isn't it? They've probably got a million billion of these.
Belgian style wheat ale.
So, they call it Belgian white, first of all. And basically what it is a wheat beer, or a wit beer, as they say. So in Belgium, this would be a wit beer. Belgian style, because it is actually the Belgian style. It very much is a bit hazy, a bit cloudy, a bit hoppy, really nice. Well, I'll reserve what I was going to say, actually, because I was going to say something, but I'll reserve that until the end. I think this one will do it for you. I'm quite confident that this one will do it for you, actually. But, obviously, I don't want to say too much. So,
okay.
Shall we go on colour first? Shall we go on temperature first?
Oh, so I've do you know what? Remember we say think and drink now?
Yeah.
I had a think before we had a drink. Do you know where these have been?
In the freezer.
Freezer, yeah.
Do you know what? So have mine.
Yeah, and it's... they've got that thing where you get a bottle out of the freezer and it's all like... Cool. It's got the condensation on it, so it looks more appealing.
Colour-wise? So, well, I don't know what the temperature is this. We have no serving suggestion for the... the only serving suggestion we actually have, I don't know if you've noticed it, is add orange peel for a refreshingly citrus hit.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Not me neither. Colour scale? Oh, colour scale. I'll let you go with
that
this
one. That is someone who has been drinking milk for the past 25 hours.
That is someone who's been drinking all day.
Yeah, it's not a... That's go to the doctor's colour, that, isn't it?
It's not an appealing colour, is it? No. Hazy, but wheat beers are meant to be orange and hazy, so that probably sums it up quite well.
It's got a bit of a spicy smell to it, I think.
It does have a spice to it, yeah, it does.
Shall we have a drink then?
Cheers, bottoms up.
Yeah, cheers. That's not what I was expecting.
What do you reckon then?
It already tastes to me that it's got orange in it.
Yeah, it has got an orangey citrus edge, hasn't it?
It's very cold.
I would say it's probably got quite... It's quite creamy, would you say?
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it's also got a little bit of... You know, we've talked about spice in beers before. I think this one's got a little bit of spiciness to it, just very slightly.
Yeah. And it's not overpowering. It's just there.
No, it's not overpowering. It's just got like a little coriander-y base to it. A little bit of pepper on the tongue. Definitely orange. Definitely quite sweet. Definitely a word we like, a taste we like, and we've come to know over the last few episodes. Clove?
Yeah, I think so. I know, I've still never had a clove, but yeah, okay.
So I think we've got a bit of cloves in there. So generally, that's not a bad one, I don't think. We hit a momentous milestone last time. I'm really desperate to keep this going as well, because I just think that if we can get to the wild card, I am literally, mate, I am literally going to, I don't know how we're going to get you a bottle, but I'm going to blow your socks off with the wild card at episode 10. We've got to get through these next two.
So everything we've done so far has been supermarket.
Everything, yeah. Yes, it has. Yeah, everything.
So I suppose there is a jumping off point when we've got to start getting things ordered or going to specialist shops.
Yeah. So next episode, for episode 9, which is the penultimate before our milestone, did we decide on?
Yeah, milestone.
The next one before the milestone. I think we're going to go and get a little bit of a selection from our local bottle shop.
Yeah.
And we'll try and push it in that way and see what happens.
And I think that's going to be quite exciting.
It will be. It'll be very.
However, very I am a bit nervous if I have to go in somewhere and ask for something, because they might start asking questions back.
But what are you going to say? What are you going to say? What do you like? Oh, I like something that's a bit fruity. Oh, I like a bit of citra hop. Oh, I like a bit of mosaic hop.
I probably definitely won't say that.
Beer snob. Beer snob.
Beer snob. I like a double and a leffy.
They're like, oh well, why don't you just hop down to the local Aldi then, mate?
Yeah, there's a couple I think I've managed to track on Google Maps and stuff. I've seen them, so it'll be fun going in anyway.
And now we've got the Air Fryer Chronicles going on. I need to do another recipe before we can actually have another episode.
Yeah, I think the thing about the air fryer is there's so much you can. It's like, can you remember when microwaves first came out and there was all these new like cookbooks and stuff and people were trying all these wild things in the microwave?
Yeah. What do you do I now? I think though? You just go on TikTok now, don't you?
Yeah, well, that's it. Someone's got a channel.
Instagram.
I don't get TikTok, like. I don't understand what I'm looking at half the time. Just people dancing.
I think that's the idea. I don't mind TikTok. I actually do look up recipes on TikTok.
Yeah, TikTok's definitely not aimed at you.
No, I don't think so. No. But I think it is quite good for, like, recipes and stuff. Bite-sized chunks. There's a guy that does a 30-second beer review as well that I've noticed, which is quite entertaining. Probably better than this drivel that we're pouring out. Fucking more to the point.
Okay. Well, I don't know what we would do on TikTok. I'm not dancing.
Belly dancing. I managed to get my hands on a really, really rare item last week. I managed to find myself an edited mix of Big Trouble in Little China, the movie.
Edited mix?
Like, yes. It's sort of, you know, it was done like way before DVDs and stuff, so you don't get all the specials and stuff. But this was like almost like some hidden scenes, like a director's cut version of it.
Oh, so it wasn't that like bit before they do all the sort of finalized editing and they still got the numbers on and all that?
No, it was more, I don't know because I watched it. So, but it's like a director's cut version. So I'm quite excited about watching that.
I saw that the other day on, it's on Disney now, on Disney Plus.
Well, and it's also the best film in the world.
It's probably ever. One of the best films in the world ever. Yeah, definitely.
I'm quite excited about I was quite excited going into that one. How far are you down the hole, mate? You've done more than your three.
I've just opened drinks. A second bottle.
Wow. Okay. Well, I might, for a change, cut to the chase on this one.
Okay. Well, I'm ready. Am I? Yeah, I'm ready.
Well, you're in the second bottle, so you've got to be ready. So I'm sorry that this one is a bit big beer. I didn't really want to get big beer, although I have also found out that Camden is now owned by InBev, who own every single beer brand ever. So I've already inadvertently given you some quite big brands, Beavertown, Heineken, etc.
Is that selling out a bit then? Or is it just what everyone would do anyway?
Out. That's just big consistency selling out. I'm going to get you up to episode 10. I'm going to give you your wild card, and then I'm going to go for local, more local, specialised breweries. Get them from Cumbria, Lancashire, Newcastle.
I've just had a brilliant idea.
Tell me.
When we get a bit further down with this, and I start to learn more, we could create a beer.
Absolutely. Do you think we should be discussing this? This is like pre-production show meetings.
We don't have them, so yeah, we should be discussing it.
Yeah, absolutely. And we need to get on board with the beer, definitely. I think we need to grow our following to more than three. And then once we're above three, we can maybe invite a load of listeners to come and share it with us.
That's a good idea.
But like,
and
I
also
say,
your pub.
At the moment, it would be a really, really, really expensive beer for three people.
Yeah. How are they not bad? Ask us the question.
I would ask you the question. Dan, Blue Moon, Belgian White. Is the lager on or the lager off?
Lager's off.
The lager's off.
That was instant. No hesitation.
I think this is my second favourite.
After Rocket Lolly.
No, after Leffy.
Oh, still Leffy. Okay. Well, yeah. We'll go with that. So maybe you like the big beer. Maybe you do like the unusual Belgians then.
Yeah. So here's what I think about this. Tell us if I'm wrong. I'd heard of Blue Moon before.
Yeah.
And I've seen it quite a lot. And as you say, it's brewed by Coors, who are obviously massive. So maybe that they've tried to get in a little bit on the people like me.
Yeah, just try and mellow it out a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Make it a bit more
friendly.
But it
is nice.
Friendly to the dickhead palate.
Well, that's rude.
I know. Friendly to the uneducated palate.
That's better.
Thank you. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to hurt you. Yeah, I think I haven't had a Blue Moon for quite a long time, and I've got to say, I actually enjoyed it.
You haven't had a Blue Moon in quite a long time?
No.
Why so that? You had it once in a Blue Moon?
Oh, dear. Oh, I'd blame the alcohol, but this one's only 5.5%. Let's call it a night. Cheers.
Mm-hmm.
Cheers. Episode 9 will be fast and furious and coming in your ears as soon as we can... As soon as we can decide what beer to get. So I'll, on that note, maybe we should just wrap up and say, cheers, Dad.
Cheers, mate. This is a revelation. I'm loving this.
See you next week.
See you next week. Bye-bye.
The lager's off.